Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Financial Services Authority, OJK, says that U.S.-China trade war encourages Indonesian products to be competitive. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi says airlines to have price balance. And now the news in detail. Financial Services Authority, OJK, noted that Indonesia can take opportunity from the United States and China trade war. At least Indonesia can increase its competitiveness in international arena due to the trade war of the world's two largest economies. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chairman of the Financial Services Authority, OJK, Board of Commissioner Wimbo Santoso, after post-fasting festivities event Halal Bihalal at the Bank Indonesia building in Jakarta on Monday, said that the increase of competitiveness can take place. Therefore, Indonesian products can substitute various products of China. But Indonesia needs to improve sectors that have been new sources of economic growth, such as the sectors of fisheries, manufacturing, mining, and tourism. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi explained that the government invites foreign airlines to operate domestically. This is aimed at maintaining the ticket price balance. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Budi, after a post-fasting festivities event Halal Bihalal at the Ministry of Transportation office in Jakarta on Monday, hopes that the airlines can reform in order to have a price balance. He said that by the existence of foreign airlines, there would be a balance of availability and demand. He further said that this can be effective and dependent on the readiness of both foreign and domestic airlines. General Chairperson of Indonesian Real Estate, Sulaiman Somawinata, received an honorary medal from the World Real Estate Federation, and he was also confirmed as a member of the Federation Board of Directors at the 70th World Real Estate Federation World Congress, which took place at the World Trade Center, Moscow, Russia, on May 27 to 31, 2019. An honorary medal was awarded to Sulaiman, remembering that he is committed to encouraging the development of the real estate industry in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in developing countries. He is also considered to play an active role in international forums in introducing Indonesian government programs, especially the Million House Program. Sulaiman Somawinata, in a press release in Jakarta on Monday, said that the Million House Program conducted by Indonesian government has now become a role model for the development of affordable housing in developing countries, of course, with various adjustments. The Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs is preparing four policies entailing fiscal facilities for development of human resources and finalizing special economic zone regulations to be followed up next week. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Secretary of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Susi Wiono Mugiarso, at the Halal Bihalal of Post-Fasting Festivities event at the Office of the Coordinating Ministry for the Economic Affairs on Monday, said that the government is pushing to accelerate the Finance Ministerial Regulation on Super Deduction Tax Fiscal Incentives for Human Resource Development. He also explained that in connection with the super deduction tax, the government is currently pursuing initial settlement in 5 ministers, and it is expected to be completed this week. This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Statistics Central Agency BPS noted that the number of foreign tourists in Indonesia increased 0.11% in April 2019 if compared with the same period in 2018. It was stated by the head of the agency, Suharyanto, in Jakarta on Monday. Cumulatively, in the period of January to April 2019, the number of foreign tourists to Indonesia reached 5.12 million visits, or it rose 3.22% compared with the visit at the same period in 2018 that was 4.96 million visits. The 5 big numbers of foreign tourists to Indonesia come from Malaysia, China, Singapore, Timor-Leste, and Australia. The Indonesian coffee booth has again a magnet at the International Coffee Exhibition or World of Coffee 2019 held in Berlin, Germany, from June 6 to 8, 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday, Indonesian diplomats in charge of information and sociocultural affairs at the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin, Hanan Hadi, said in Jakarta that on the first day of the event, the Indonesian booth, which was one of those from 24 countries that participated in the exhibition, was flocked by visitors. The Indonesian coffee was introduced with not only by giving product samples, but also by offering visitors and coffee lovers to enjoy the aroma and coffee from the archipelago. The Indonesian Deputy of Mission to Germany, Peri Pada, said that he was optimistic that this exhibition would sharpen the competitive edge of the Indonesian coffee on the international market. And the last item, the value of non-oil and gas exports of North Sulawesi in April 2019 again recorded a sharp drop compared with the previous period. Head of the Central Statistics Agency BPS of North Sulawesi, Ateng Hartono, in Manado, North Sulawesi on Monday said that in comparison with March 2019, North Sulawesi's export performance decreased by 18.66%, and as compared to the previous year, it fell by 44.24%. Hartono noted that in March 2019, North Sulawesi's exports of $68.81 million dropped 18.66% to reach $55.96 million in comparison with the corresponding period in 2018 year-on-year. It reduced by 44.24% from $100.25 million to $55.96 million. This month, vegetable oils and fats continued to dominate export commodities, but in April, there was a decline in this group's share of total exports to 36.97% than 45.71% recorded last month. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Financial Services Authority OJK says that U.S.-China trade war encourages Indonesian products to be competitive. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi says airlines to have price balance. And listeners, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Discourse on the Entry of the Foreign Airlines in Indonesia. Since the beginning of 2019, aviation consumers in Indonesia have complained about the high price of domestic flight tickets. However, Indonesian people do not have many choices other than having to buy these expensive tickets. Domestic airlines have their own reasons why they sell expensive tickets. The Indonesian government has been working hard so that airlines want to reduce the price of their tickets. However, the results have not been satisfactory. Flight ticket prices are still quite expensive. Finally, President Joko Widodo highlighted an option to invite foreign airlines to operate in Indonesia. This aims to ensure fare competition and ticket price are not determined by two major flights groups, Garuda Indonesia and Lion Air. It is known that at present Garuda Indonesia is in charge of several airlines such as CityLine Indonesia, NAM Air and Sriwijaya Air. Meanwhile, Lion Air Group has a subsidiary consisting of Bali Air, Wings Air and Malindo Air. President Joko Widodo's proposal raises a polemic. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Rosand Roslani, said in Jakarta on Thursday that the plan would increase competition in the airline industry. The same view was also expressed by Chairman of the Business Competition Supervisory Commission, KPPU, Kurnia Toha. He emphasized that if there are only two entrepreneurs, of course, without cooperating, there would also be independent coordination, so it's very difficult to create healthy competition. However, apparently the government is still cautious in responding to the discourse of foreign airlines to operate in Indonesia. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi said that the presence of foreign airlines is the last option of the government to reduce airline ticket prices. The vote will be carried out after all the strategies to reduce ticket prices are carried out by the government. At present, the Minister of Transportation still focuses on improving the efficiency of the airline so that the price of airline tickets can be affordable. Even if there are airlines entering Indonesia, Minister Budi wants to ensure that they do not violate the principle of cabotage. This means that the share ownership cannot be more than the national company, which is 49% for foreign airlines and 51% for domestic ones. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our really good program, Today in History of Railway Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from an event on June 11, 1962, when General Gatot Soebroto passed away. General Gatot Soebroto, who was active soldier in three eras, has become a soldier of Dutch East Indies in the Dutch occupation period, member of defenders of the homeland in the Japanese occupation and People's Security Army. He played an active role in the war to defend the independence of Indonesia as commander of Division 2, commander corps of military police and governor of regional military of Surakarta and surrounding areas, and he also extinguished Indonesian Communist Party in 1947. A man who was born in Banyumas on October 1909 also became initiator of the establishment of the Academy of the Armed Forces of Republic of Indonesia, which was changed to become National Military Academy. General Gatot Soebroto has firm stance and high solidarity and strong character. He passed away in Jakarta on June 11, 1962, in the age of 55 years old. The general was buried at Mulyo Harjo Village, Ungaran, Yogyakarta. On his great services on state after his death, General Gatot Soebroto is inaugurated as national hero. The next event was in 1963. Monk at Buddha, Thich Quang Duc, burned himself until death. Quang Duc is a monk at Buddha, Mayana from Vietnam, burned himself until death at Junction in Saigon on June 11, 1963. He opposed the persecution of Buddhist community by the government of Roman Catholic of South Vietnam, led under Ngoc Dinh Diem during Buddha crisis in the country. After his death, Quang Duc's body was cremated, but his heart is still undamaged. The action was considered as a turning point of Buddha's crisis and has important role in Overthrow Diem, who was killed on November 2, 1963. And the last event was in 2007 about landslide in Chittagong. On June 11, 2007, heavy rain which caused landslide cover slums at surrounding hill area of the city of Chittagong, Pakistan. Previously, the experts have warned the increase of landslide because of the government of Bangladesh's failure in limiting illegal tree clearance which happened in Chittagong. Total victims were reported at least 128, included 59 children and more than 150 injured. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Terima kasih.
That was the song entitled Pertama or First, sung by Reza. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, this is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Now our program is My Indonesia with the title Indonesia Calls for Japan to Encourage Peaceful, Stable and Prosperous Indo-Pacific Cooperation. Director of ASEAN External Cooperation and Chairman of the Delegation of the Republic of Indonesia, Benny Sian, at the 34th meeting of the ASEAN-Japan Forum in Hanoi, Vietnam on June 3rd until 4th, 2019, said that Indonesia and ASEAN have the same interest in maintaining and guaranteeing the geopolitical dynamics that currently are not disturbing peace and stability in the region. It aims to make the Indo-Pacific region a peaceful, stable and prosperous region. Benny Sian viewed that ASEAN and Japan have the same objective that peace and security, stability and prosperity depend on openness, inclusiveness and stability in the Pacific region. This was affirmed by Benny Sian during a discussion on the agenda of regional architecture, including Indo-Pacific cooperation. Meanwhile, Senior Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Japan, Takeo Mori, as chairman of the Japanese delegation, expressed his appreciation to ASEAN in determining attitudes amid the competition and the struggle for the influence of today's major powers. ASEAN is seen by Japan as being able to bridge and improve stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. On the regional and international security issues agenda, Indonesia expressed concern over a number of issues developing in the region. Benny Sian also explained that Indonesia encouraged the parties involved to hold dialogue and remain committed to achieving the peaceful Korean Peninsula and prepare nuclear weapons. Regarding the situation in the South China Sea, Indonesia underlines the importance of relevant parties to respect and continue to support the process pursued by ASEAN. The ASEAN-Japan Forum is an annual meeting of the ASEAN official meeting between ASEAN and Japan. The 34th ASEAN-Japan Forum meeting was chaired by jointly Ambassador Nguyen Quat Jun, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chairman of ASEAN-Vietnam. General Official Meeting, Ambassador Takeo Mori, General Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chairman of Japan's General Official Meeting. The meeting also discussed various fields such as maritime security, combating terrorism, cybersecurity, trade and investment, including micro, small and medium enterprises, business-to-business linkages, regional connectivity, science and technology and innovation, disaster mitigation, health, community relations, education and human resources. ASEAN-Japan trade relations have reached $270.9 billion and placed Japan as ASEAN's fourth largest trading partner. Japan is also recorded as the second largest source of foreign direct investment FDI in ASEAN with a value $13.2 billion. In the sociocultural field, ASEAN-Japan also pay attention to relations among communities, especially through youth and student exchanges. Through the Japan East Asia Network of Exchange for Students of Youth, Genesis, ASEAN and Japan have succeeded in increasing the understanding of the youth and student of transit and cooperation. In the period 2007 until 2018, there were 30,542 youth and students of both ASEAN and Japan who had participated in Genesis Exchange Program. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Entah mengapa kini berkurang. Maaf ku jangan lama sudah ku pendam, tertahan di bibirku, mau ku tak menyakiti. Meski begitu indah, ku masih tetap saja.
That was a song entitled Junu, sung by Rio Febrian. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listeners, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to Sate Kempleng from Semarang, Central Java. If you take a trip from Jakarta to Surabaya by using Trans Jawa Toll Line, which connects cities on Java Island, and then you take race at the rest area kilometer 5A at Semarang Solo Toll Road and some other rest areas at Semarang Solo Toll Road, there you can find various kinds of typical Semarang culinary. Semarang region Munjirin said that those typical Semarang foods are deliberately served to fulfill the people's need who are on their way, and also to promote products of the local small medium enterprises. There are various kinds of typical foods of Semarang which can be tasted when taking a race at the rest area, such as Sate Kempleng. As I tell you in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, the sate is made from slices of meat, generally chicken meat or beef, and skewered by piece of bamboo. Then it is grilled on amber. Unlike other satay, the meat of Sate Kempleng is cut bigger. Its taste is sweet, savory, and the meat is so tender. Sate Kempleng is served separately with peanut sauce and slices of onion and cayenne. Interestingly, the peanut sauce of Sate Kempleng uses palm sugar, various spices, and salt. Sate Kempleng can be enjoyed with rice or lontong. One portion of Sate Kempleng is salt with 55,000 until 60,000 rupiah per 10 skewers of satay. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You have just listened to the song entitled Tegar Sang Bai Rosa. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program that introduces Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station with the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, Kamu kerja di mana? Or in English, where do you work? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Kamu kerja di mana? Or in English, where do you work? Tony was introduced by Joko to his younger sister, Endah. Endah was a student. After getting acquainted, they also talk.
Kak Tony kerja di mana?
Di bank.
Oh, di bank. Sebagai apa, Kak?
Sebagai teller.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce some phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Kamu kerja di mana? Kamu kerja di mana, which means where do you work? I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Kerja di mana? Kerja di mana? Which means where do you work? Di bank. Di bank, which means at a bank. Sebagai apa? Sebagai apa? As what? Sebagai teller as a teller. Saya bekerja di perusahaan elektronik. Saya bekerja di perusahaan electronics. I work for an electronics company. Saya bekerja di lembaga pemerintah. Saya bekerja di lembaga pemerintah. I work for government institution. Saya bekerja di perusahaan swasta. Saya bekerja di perusahaan swasta. I work for a private company. Saya tidak bekerja. Saya tidak bekerja. I don't work. Sebagai manager. Sebagai manager. As a manager. Sebagai direktur. Sebagai direktur. As a director. Saya bekerja di rumah sakit. Saya bekerja di rumah sakit. I work at a hospital. Sebagai dokter, as a physician. To ask where someone works, say, kamu kerja di mana? Kamu kerja di mana? Which means, where do you work? If you are given a question like that, you can mention the name of the city or the name of the place of work, such as companies, institutions, and offices. For example, aku kerja di Jakarta. Aku kerja di Jakarta, which means I work in Jakarta. Saya bekerja di perusahaan elektronik. Saya bekerja di perusahaan elektronik, which means I work in an electronic company. Saya bekerja di lembaga pemerintah. Saya bekerja di lembaga pemerintah, which means I work in a government institution. Saya bekerja di perusahaan swasta. Saya bekerja di perusahaan swasta, which means I work in a private company. If you don't work, say, saya tidak bekerja. Saya tidak bekerja, which means I don't work. In the dialogue, Tony mentions the place where he works without mentioning his position, so that Endah asked follow-up questions. Sebagai apa? Sebagai apa, which means as what? In complete sentences, the question is, Anda bekerja di bank sebagai apa? Anda bekerja di bank sebagai apa? Which means you work in a bank as what? The answer to that question is to state your position. For example, sebagai teller. Sebagai teller, which means as a teller. Sebagai manager. Sebagai manager, which means as a manager. Sebagai direktur. Sebagai direktur, which means as a director. If you want to introduce yourself and your job, you can say, "Hello, saya Endah. Saya bekerja di rumah sakit sebagai dokter." Halo, saya Endah. Saya bekerja di rumah sakit sebagai dokter. Which means, hello, I'm Endah. I work in a hospital as a physician. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example conversation once more.
Kak Tony kerja di mana?
Di bank.
Oh, di bank. Sebagai apa, Kak?
Sebagai teller.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Ku mencintainya tapi tak dicintai. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku. Aku pun mulai berpikir ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku. Aku pun mulai berpikir ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi.
sama Bekasi. Cukup tahu tanah dalam diri, tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang.
That was Cukup Tahu, sung by Rizky Febian. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, you are going to listen to Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present you a Malayan song entitled Sri Banang, sung by Wan Abdurrahman. The song Sri Banang tells us about advices of life. The song is arranged from verses of the rhyme containing sampiran and contents. The lyrics are repeatedly sung. The music of the song has medium tempo. The song Sri Banang is one of Malay daily songs. It is a Malayan genre which was born from a Delhi, Medan in 1940s. Then the musical genre developed in other regions including Jakarta. Malay Delhi also refers to Malayan Sultanate which has established since 1632. The song Sri Banang is usually dedicated in wedding parties. Listeners, here is the song Sri Banang by Wan Abdurrahman. Enjoy the song.
Layang-layang bertali benang, putuslah benang, putuslah benang, tali berganti. Layang-layang bertali benang, putuslah benang, putuslah benang, tali berganti. Dan malam duduk mengenang, ahai orang dikenang, orang dikenang, tak ambil peduli. Siang dan malam duduk mengenang, ahai orang dikenang, orang dikenang, tak ambil peduli. Thank you.
gading puncak mahligai. Masak ketupat, masak ketupat berisi inti. Nyur gading puncak mahligai, masak ketupat, masak ketupat berisi impi. Hancurlah daging tulang bercerai, ahai belum ku dapat, belum ku dapat, hai belum berhenti. Hancurlah daging tulang bercerai, ahai belum ku dapat, belum ku dapat, hai belum berhenti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also you can send your email to voi@voinews.id.